Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An abortion clinic in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania has been closed. This is one of the clinics involved in our lawsuit in which we won at the Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking to a sidewalk counselor, Sean McGuire, who's been at this clinic, and he will share some amazing information about the lives that have been saved at this clinic. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And Sean McGuire is on the phone with us from Pennsylvania. Sean is a graduate of Liberty University School of Law. He was a law school student when I was dean of the law school. He has always been, since I've known him, a very bright light standing for the sanctity of human life. And now he is working with one of our clients as a sidewalk counselor with Undefeated Courage, a group that is a pro-life sidewalk counseling group. So welcome to Faith and Freedom, Sean.
Thank you so much, Matt. It's great to talk to you again. Seems like it's been a long time since law school.
It has been, yeah. The time just flies by. Well, Sean, this is an amazing situation. People that have listened to this program know our lawsuit about the buffer zones, the Court of Appeals, the city is still trying to contest that. That's still ongoing. But the fact is, one of those abortion clinics that was benefiting from these buffer zones, where they did not want people like yourself to get information to the women seeking access to these death mills, has now closed down. It's called Hillcrest Women's Medical Center on Front Street in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tell us about that and tell us about what you have been doing at this abortion clinic.
Sure. Yeah. Hillcrest is right there on Front Street in the capital city of Harrisburg, and it's a prominent location. They have this alley in the back where women have to go through the back alley to get to the parking lot, and it's just this dilapidated building that looks terrible on the exterior. Hasn't been updated since the 70s when it started practicing abortion. It's been operating for 42 years. Historically, Hillcrest has been doing anywhere from 20 to 30 abortions a week there in Harrisburg, with clients coming from across the mid-state and even from out of state. So it's just been going, and Undefeated Courage started 2 years ago as a ministry led by Becky Biter. She decided that she needed to be there just to share with women that there are other places they can go. They don't have to go through with abortion, and they especially never have to go to Hillcrest. It's just a dangerous place.
Now, Sean, tell us, how do you approach the women, and what do you say, and how many babies have been saved as a result of what you all have been doing?
Sure. The goal of sidewalk advocacy or sidewalk counseling, we are an affiliate actually of Sidewalk Advocates for Life, a national organization, and their stated intention is to be a peaceful, law-abiding presence there for women to offer compassion and care. So our approach is just to invite people, women and their boyfriends or their friends, whoever is bringing them to the abortion clinic, we invite them to come have a conversation with us, to share with them about some of the harmful effects of abortion that may happen to them, whether it's the physical risks of abortion. At Hillcrest, a woman had actually died during an abortion procedure. Other women have hemorrhaged. Ambulances have had to be called to this clinic. It is not a safe procedure. There's also the emotional and psychological risks, post-abortion trauma. There is healing, and there's help available for all of this. And so we invite women to come and talk with us.
Are you sharing the gospel with them as well, Sean?
We do. Our primary goal is always to get them to have a conversation, to recognize that it's not too late for them to make a different decision, that they have time to consider all of their options, and that they have other choices that they can make. Once we are able to have that conversation, then we can move into the real need that everyone has on the sidewalk going to an abortion clinic, the need of Christ. And we have different responses to that. A lot say, oh, I know Jesus, and I'm already a Christian, and they're just not walking in that truth because they've decided that abortion is necessary. And others, I've had conversation with women after an abortion who received the gospel and received forgiveness for the sin of abortion right there at the exit. You know, just she was broken in tears because of the pain she was going through, knowing she had done something wrong. But the grace of Christ was there to cover every sin, and he doesn't need any acts of penitence or any time to forgive. He forgives readily. And that was just an amazing experience. So yeah, we definitely share the gospel when we have the opportunity to do so.
For some of these women, of course, it's not their first abortion. It may be their second or third abortion. And by that time, they have anger that they don't even know where it's coming from. And they may not even think that they can have forgiveness at that point. So what you're doing is an amazing ministry, not only to save the lives of these young boys and girls who are going to their deaths, but also to the moms, to the dads, to the families, and bringing healing back to those families. Since 2015, when Undefeated Courage began there in this area in Pennsylvania, you have shared with us that 48 lives that you know of, 48 that you know of, have been saved. That is a rate of 2 children per week for 2 consecutive years. That's an amazing revelation that it is having a very positive impact.
Yeah, absolutely. All we need to do is be faithful and be present. One story is one of our sidewalk advocates was there at the entrance offering information, just extending her arm to someone driving in saying, please take this information, there's other places to go. The woman stopped, rolled down her window, took the information, looked at our sidewalk advocate and said, thank you for being here. I've changed my mind.
Oh,
backed out and drove away. And our friend was like, I really would love to follow up with you, but I don't know your name. I don't know where you were coming from. All that was necessary was for her to be present.
Yeah.
We didn't have to say anything. We didn't have to do anything. God is doing the work in people's hearts and in their minds. And Matt, you said about 48 lives being saved. We know that 48 pregnant women have turned around and walked away and gotten the help that they need. In the great news, 3 of those actually bore twins. And
wow.
The most recent was in January. She just gave birth to these beautiful twins, a brother and sister, and they're doing great. And it's just so exciting to see all of the change that choosing life brings to an entire family.
So that means 50 children, 48 families have been impacted.
Yes.
So just think of them. They will welcome you one day in heaven, and thank you for saving their lives. That's so amazing.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for you and so many others that are on the front lines sharing the gospel. It's no wonder why the Planned Parenthood, the abortion advocates want to have these buffer zones, because they don't want your message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that can forgive and break the chains and provide life over death. They don't want that message coming to these women accessing these death mills. In this case, this particular death mill, the Hillcrest Women's Medical Center on Front Street in Harrisburg, is now closed. The Department of State stated in an unannounced visit just last week that they found more issues with the facility. They included expired sterilization and medical supplies, some drugs that were 13 years expired. 13 years expired. And then the doctor there, if you call him that, as far as we know, is not board certified, may have failed the board certification exam multiple times. And in Pennsylvania, you have to be a board certified OBGYN to do these abortions. So this clinic is now closed, Sean, but it could reopen.
Unfortunately, that's a possibility. We are hopeful that they will not reopen. The state legislature actually passed this law, Act 122, back in 2011, mandating that inspections would occur every year of all abortion facilities. And that was in response to, of course, the Kermit Gosnell House of Horrors in Philadelphia, where he was responsible for the death of multiple women and multiple children born alive that he killed after they were already born. And now Kermit Gosnell is serving consecutive life
time in prison. Well, our guest here has been Sean McGuire. And Sean, thank you so much for standing up for life around this abortion clinic and for your encouragement and example for others to do the same thing. He's working with Becky Bitter, who is one of our clients in the case that we have against these buffer zones, and that is a ministry called Undefeated Courage. Thank you, Sean, for standing up for Becky and for all the others that are bringing life-saving information to these women seeking abortion. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website to stand for the sanctity of human life, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.